Marcia's sentence, join us. Great pumpkin race this weekend. Marcia's Saturday, sunny and 80.
Ooh, I checked actually as I was waiting to come back here with you, and it looks like it's going to be a perfect day for a great Carbondale pumpkin race.
Yeah, you got pumpkin race, you've got costume contests, you get to tear stuff up. It's everything you could expect for Halloween.
It is so much fun.
All right, now the great pumpkin race, this year three?
Four.
Is it year four?
It is.
What have you seen when it comes to attendance and participation and creativity and as we go into year four?
Our participation as far as people coming to watch our spectators has grown every year. Our last year we had issues because we were on the same day as an SIU football game.
That's right.
So that didn't help us at all. We had about 27 pumpkins this year because it's going to be a beautiful day, because we have added a couple of features, and because we've just really worked hard
to own the day. Yeah,
right. If we don't have between 30 and 40 pumpkins racing, I'll be disappointed.
All right. Now, when it comes to pumpkin racing, for people who are unindoctrinated, it's not getting up the top of the hill and rolling a pumpkin down the hill. Well, kind of. But ours have wheels, and there's standards here, and very stringent if you're caught cheating. So what happens? You put four wheels, you drill holes, what...
We have simple rules. You have to use a pumpkin. You have to have two axles, and those axles have to actually go through the pumpkin. They have to penetrate the pumpkin. The pumpkin can't sit on a chassis. You can't put it on a skateboard. You can't put it on an old Tonka truck, anything
or
like that.
Or remote control truck and give it to low downhill.
Well, we had one last year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, just as it was going to be smashed, it went flying back up the hill.
Now, when it comes to this, you've got some workshops that I know you've done for kids and stuff like this to help them learn how to make the pumpkins. But registration, 1 o'clock Saturday?
Registration starts at 1 o'clock. We're at the Mill Street Underpass, which is right by the big Evolve building close to campus in Carbondale.
And that kind of hill that you've got, that grassy knoll, we'll call it, for the Kennedy fans, they'll love that. That's really good observation area.
It is, but we also bring in bleachers. So we try to accommodate people as far as that goes. But yes, there's a really nice hill there.
All right. What about the costume contest? What time?
The costume contest runs actually during and between our races.
Heats, yeah.
Exactly. And then the winners are decided by applause.
Good. You said you added a couple items.
Yes.
What were the new additions this year?
We have two exciting new additions. Mayor Branding has helped us out greatly this year, and one of the things they've helped us out with is they are sponsoring a race. They're sponsoring a $500 cash prize. This race is different, Tom, because all of our free races and all of our races in the past have been multiple pumpkins, and part of the excitement is if they don't happen to go straight, they crash into each other, and so you could have the fastest pumpkin in the world, and if somebody crashes it isn't going to win. So in our Mayor Branding Grand Prix, we're having our racers race individually and against the clock.
Now, if you want to do this, and it sounds like fun, and you think, you know what, I could do this with the kids tonight, right? Yeah, go out and do a little pumpkin shopping. We've got an abundance of pumpkins, good pumpkin crop this year. They have a phone number you can call if you'd like some guidance on crafting your pumpkin race. Racer, it's 529-8040. That's 529-8040. You can call. There's also a place at Carbondale, breakfastrotary.org, that you can see a place to email if you've got questions about the rules and how it's done. Because there is a craft to this as well. Now, what happens if somebody's caught cheating? What happens to their pumpkin?
This year, it's even more exciting. In the past, and as always, cheater pumpkins are smashed. We have a mallet of justice. In the past, it's been wielded by Diane Doherty, whom everybody knows from St. Francis Animal Care. But this year we have even as exciting, more exciting, we have Deanna Price, our Saluki Olympian hammer thrower. And
Doesn't have a chance.
The pumpkin does not have, as she has said, just pop it.
Yep. So what you're going to need to do is get plastic for the people in the first 10, 20 feet around this thing, because
exactly.
It's going to be like a Gallagher concert, and you're going to want to cover up. Now she's getting ready to take
exactly.
one out because she can swing a mallet. So this weekend, the Great Pumpkin Race. Gee whiz, you know what bothers me is what I failed to do so far, and that is this is free.
It's free, and we raise our money through sponsorships. We have many generous local business people, and this will totally benefit the Boys and Girls Club. That's an important...
And successful location.
Exactly.
You know, and kind of a safety net during these particularly touchy times in Illinois.
And it's so much more than babysitting.
It is. And quite frankly, the place looks great. I was by there the other day. Now here's what's interesting, Marcia. You and I didn't fall off the pumpkin wagon yesterday. I've always kind of seen this. You know, this is the Rotary Club. Mardell True Value is partnering mm-hmm. with you. You've got a lot of Chamber of Commerce. I mean, Carbondale Main Street. I can keep going. But I've often seen this in these last 4 years as a way of reshaping and retaking Halloween and its image in Carbondale. Am I off base?
You're exactly right. What we're hoping to do is provide fun family entertainment, alcohol-free, for Carbondale at Halloween. What a concept.
Right. And I think the fact that we reshape this a little bit and redirect it, I'm a big fan of Sun Tzu, the military philosopher, Chinese. You can't stop a river. You can't, but you can redirect it. And that's what I've always seen. This is an attempt to redirect some of that energy, some of that river, into a
exactly.
more creative, safe type of environment. While at the same time, the image that Carbondale has had in relationship to this holiday, putting a new mask on it for Halloween. And that's the way I've very often seen this. So that's why I wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to create a pumpkin, is there someplace you can go and get a pumpkin wheel kit?
I don't think this late. You can find everything at local. True Value has been a partner with us. I'd like to mention our website, CarbondalePumpkinRace.com.
CarbondalePumpkinRace.com.
Yes.
Pumpkin or pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Okay, I just want to get, because pumpkin, you know, around here, you got to be careful in that spelling. Marcia, it's always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thank you.
I had such a great time when I saw you at the Chamber Luncheon the other day.
Excellent. It's always good to see you, Tom.
So that was a real treat, too. News Radio WJPF. Well, the lady from the Chamber of Commerce winning the award. It was just a great day.
It was a great